My mentor, Dick Gregory, is on the phone. Dick Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, my brother, and thank you.
And he's going to be performing at the Houston Improv tomorrow and Thursday. And he's also performing at the Knickerbocker Hotel in Chicago on May 15th.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. But first, let me just thank you for your educational piece, man. My oldest daughter, 56 years old, showed up at my club in a comedy thing on Easter Sunday. And I got to thinking about, you know, education, especially black folks. When she was 6 years old, she had to do an essay. She asked her dad, can I interview you? I said, sure. So I had to do an essay on the family, the family or either the astronauts. And I said, okay. She said, how did you propose to mother? I said, Michelle, we was married on February the 2nd, and you was born on March 28th. And she said, oh, I think I'll do it on the astronaut. And so when you got them children that know, they know, man, just leave them alone. Don't leave them alone. All you old black folks out there talking about these youngsters with drugs and stuff, let me tell you something. More of you black folks will die in the next 48 hours because you hooked the salt and sugar from stroke. And these children will OD in the next year. You get up this morning and cook you some bacon, and you got 15 different prescriptions you got to take just to eat the bacon. You know, somewhere when you understand, you know, how fast this thing goes. And then I'm looking at this whole, and I'm surprised you black folks are discussing this whole Trump thing. You didn't know white folks was dumb? No, wait. Hey, February the 2nd. They say is Groundhog Day, right? And they say if the groundhog sees its shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter, right? Now, if white folks get a calendar and count from Groundhog Day, February the 2nd, March is March, spring is March the 21st.
Yeah.
So from February the 2nd to the 21st, that is spring. Groundhog ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, so they keep running that game now. And then Easter, I still haven't figured that out. I had no problem with Christ being killed on Friday. But when them white folks say it took him 3 days to rise, that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They keep giving it to me on. And then y'all surprised that they sound the way they sound? But meanwhile, I'm going to go look for me two whites today. I already got them located because I'm going to open up me two businesses. I want y'all to hear this now. Two businesses. Trump keeps talking about Nabisco is selling, going to move to Canada. Well, I'm going to buy Nabisco, and I'll be the only black person on the planet that's selling crackers, okay? And I'm going to advertise on this show, and then I'm going to open up a black airline. I want y'all to hear this. A black airline. Is it going to be named black? Tamika Air. And our motto is, we leave late, but we get you there on time. Okay? And white folks be guaranteed that they'll never have to worry about losing a bag because we're not going to let you bring none on. And for all you black folks out there that's unemployed, I'm going to have an airline for you. I almost caught a flight.
Huh? I almost caught a flight.
Don't bring no baggage. Don't bring no luggage. Don't kiss your wife and family goodbye because you ain't going nowhere. We just sit on the plane.
You don't run out of any kind of material with all the things that are going on today, Mr. Gregory. I mean, between the politics and this political season.
Yeah.
You got your fellow
airline
comedians like Cat Williams and all of this going on. What must you just sit there and just write away?
No. See, I don't write. There's writers. Let me tell you something. A comedy writer makes more money than a comedian.
Okay.
But I don't write. I just listen to it, and then you start thinking about it. It's like when white folks talk about the size of their hands. Huh? And then white folks say, well, you know, how could you say something like, look, white folks, you've been advertising Viagra on TV, huh? By erections, you know, and you don't worry about that. My little six-year-old grandson walked up to me and said, I said, Granddad, what's an erection? I said, well, go ask your grandmother. So he came back with that funny look on his face. And I said, what'd she tell you? She said, well, she'll tell me later. But meanwhile, for me to tell you, she ain't seen one of them things around the house in years.
Dick Gregory. All right, Dick Gregory, real quick. There's a lot happening in the world. You got Brussels. You got this Egyptian flight that's been hijacked just this morning. You got Boko Haram. You got that Malaysian flight still hasn't been found. What's to all of this? What's the conspiracy?
Too obvious is this. Have you ever heard of a Greyhound bus disappearing? So how are you going to have one of them big old brand new planes with all the technology and all the satellites we've got up in the sky? How did it disappear? That don't bother me. Huh? You hear me?
I hear you.
The conspiracy was them black folks in Somalia, when they turned to be pilots. You saw that when they're pilots in boats? They didn't have a patch over their eye, right? Now, how can you have an African country that don't have three rowboats terrorize the mightiest white nations in the world? You buy that, you buy anything. I mean, what was that about, huh? And then you got ISIS. Hey, wait a minute. They don't even make matches, right? And they don't terrorize the mighty white nations in the world. They don't make flamethrowers. They don't make automobiles. And come on now. And them satellites didn't see ISIS. What is this? See, I thought they were talking about Iceberg Slim. You young folks don't know about that. So if you stop and think about what they're telling us. But you see, because of shows like this here, white folks listening, so they're a little bit better informed now. See, it was a time they didn't come to black folks and ask us to comment on white folks' business. I remember I was coming back in from Europe, and NBC said, Mr. Gregory, do you ever think we'll catch Bin Laden? I said, I'm not looking for him. I'm still trying to find out who my daddy is. And so when you stop and think about, we listen to what they say, and it never, ever, ever makes sense.
So that's right.
Might as well just say, wait a minute, hold it, wait a minute. And so now you got the plane missing now. Left east. And the news, you can't even figure it out, man. They say X amount of people got off somewhere.
Yeah. All right, Dick Gregory, check him out. Houston Improv and Chicago at the Knickerbocker Hotel.